Okay, Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Aleph is today's Daf. Last Daf in Amokhar Sasfina, finishing up the fifth parak in Maseches Bava Basra. And today we have a lot of, number of fascinating ideas, as we will see. Tan Rabbanan. So we are towards the bottom of the Amud Tzadik Mabez. We actually got up to the top of Tzadik Aleph Amun Aleph, but I just wanted to review and talk about one more item. The Brisa said on the bottom, third to last line, that we don't export fruit of Eretz Yisrael, items that are chaye nefesh, items that are staples of society, we don't export. We spoke about the possibility of maybe if they're made to export, maybe you can. If it's better for the economy, you do. But that is the Iker Din, that we don't export fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda allows because it's the Mai Tifla, because less wine around is always better. How many problems have been caused with wine throughout the generations, starting with Noach and continuing with Lot, and throughout the ages, that's why Mimai is a Tifla. And then the Brisa said, just like we're not Motzi to Chutz La'aretz, we're also not Motzi to Surya. When I was to Surya, what is Surya? The area close to Eretz Yisrael called Surya. That is what is called Kibush Yachid, a private conquering. And there is a machlokas in Maseches Gittin, whether Kibush Yachid is Shma Kibush or not. It's considered a Kibush or not. And the Rashbam, the last five words of the Rashbam on the page, says that this Gemara is going according to the opinion of Kibush Yachid, Lav Shmei Kibush. What exactly is Kibush Yachid? What exactly is the problem of a Kibush Yachid? So there are three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is Kibush Yachid? If you look in Rashi in Maseches Gittin, Rashi and Daf, Chesem Abay is where this comes up. Top Rashi and Chesem Abay, second to top Rashi or so. Rashi quotes two reasons. Number one, Kibush Yachid to David. The Kibush Yachid is David HaMelech was the Yachid. Shelo hayu kol Yisrael biyachad, kederach shahayu b'kibush Yehoshua, shahayu kulam. Number one, says Rashi, David did it himself. He didn't have all of Eretz Yisrael with fighting with him. It was kibush yachid, number one. And number two, Rashi quotes, v'kivshuha l'tzorech kol Yisrael. And it's not like Yeshua did, where he conquered something for the good of all Jews. Kodem Chaluka, all Bnei Yisrael needed this conquering in order to help them to be able to reach the stage of Chaluka. Aval David lo kavash al litzarcho, but David was only doing it for his personal tzorech, and therefore it did not have the same status of kedusha. Because we know generally you can expand the borders of a king. If a king, litzarcha amo, expands the borders somewhat, he can, and that has kedusha. But, says Rashi, David didn't have all Yisrael there, and he didn't do it, let's call Yisrael. That is Rashi. Tosfos there, and also Tosfos here, both quote a third idea. And that is that David did it, he conquered it before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered. Before there, so the Tosfos there quotes the Sifri, Lefisha lo haisa adayin kol Eretz Yisrael kavusha. Kedamar hasam, samach leplatron yishalcha lo harashta. Aval acher shekol Eretz Yisrael kafshuha, darish hasam kol macham shatidu kafrag lechem, shekol mash shayukovshim b'chutz laretz, hayakadosh v'afilu yachid. Once all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered and split up and settled, so then one is allowed to do it. But that didn't happen here. The Rav Soloveitchik gave the mashal that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is like an overflowing cup. The kedusha could only overflow onto the outside if it is fully full, if it's full inside. Once it's full, then it can overflow. But that's also why you can't have a kibush, even according to Tosfos, after Eretz Yisrael is conquered, he can't do a conquering on a part of land that is not contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say all of a sudden the king of Israel decides to conquer Iceland, got to conquer Australia. That's not going to work, even if you have all the tanoim, because it has to be an overflowing cup. Number one, the cup has to be full, and number two, it has to be contiguous. It has to be connected to the land of Israel. That's the why it has to be like that. The one of the Achronim just discussed, according to Tosfos, that the order is crucial. So why is that called a kibush yachid? It was a kibush rabim. It was just done at the wrong time. Just the wrong order. So the Dvar Avram explains that no, once it's not in the correct order, so then it does not have the status of a kibush. and once it does not have the status of a conquest, a national conquest, so then we say it is called a kibush yachid. Yachid doesn't just only mean personally, it's a halachic status. And therefore, if somebody didn't do proper kibush, so then it would have the status of kibush yachid. Okay? Fine. That was the last line related to Surya. And we said at the last line that Rebbe allows from Hifrachia, which is a discussion of the Rishonim, but we'll just say it means, like the Rashbam says, if you have a border city and part is in Eretz Yisrael and part is in Surya, so then it is okay to take it from one place to the other. It's still the same place. Tanur Rabbanan. Let's continue. Ein mistakrin be'eretz Yisrael b'dvarim sheish b'chayi nefesh. A person cannot make a business and try to profit greatly on staples of society in Eretz Yisrael. Again, another takana. All of these laws are to help the economy and help all the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, all the ones who live there, no matter what their financial status. So people shouldn't be doing business trying to make a buck when it comes to staples of society. You go in yenos shmanim muslasos, like wine or oil or flour, to try to buy them from a wholesaler and then sell them at a great price. One shouldn't do that. But if the Rashbam says on the fourth line, umiyu likros chitim melasos pas, but if you're going to buy certain raw materials and process them, like we said yesterday, and do some tircha in them, then it's mutter. Then you're allowed to, because once there's tircha, it is mutter. But this just means buying the same item for one price and selling it for a larger price. That shouldn't be done in Eretz Yisrael by the staples. Does this apply? Do all these halachas apply? Let's just do one more line. Amr Olav Elizabeth Azariah, Shahi Mistaker, B'yayin V'shemen. Elizabeth Azariah did not hold to this. He did business with oil and wine. Why? B'yayin Tzavallah K'Rabbi Yehuda. Regarding wine, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, who we had on the bottom of the previous Amud, who said that it's good to have a little less wine in the country. B'shemen, in bad oil. B'asid, Elizabeth Azariah, Shchiach Mishcha. Where he lived, there was oil, was so plentiful, it was not a problem of price going up. All these halachas that we have about Eretz Yisrael, the special dinim of Eretz Yisrael, does it apply to a city in Chutz La'aretz where there is Ruba Eretz Yisrael? Ruba Yehudim? What if there's a city in Chutz La'aretz that has many, many Jews? Do all these halachas apply? So it's interesting, if you look at the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, he quotes it by some and not by others. The Sma points this out. If you look in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, the Rambam quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes Ziv Chav Gimel. Aser laso schora be'eretz Yisrael, b'dvarim sheish bem chayei nefesh. Right? What did we just say? What we had this halacha, the aser to do certain types of business in Eretz Yisrael by staples. El azem mevi migrano v'mocher, v'zem mevi migrano mocher. You each bring what you sold, what you grew, and you sell it. Kedei sheyim kru b'zol, so that it is cheap. And where oil is plentiful, then you're allowed to do a business with oil. That's exactly our Gemara. Next halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Ein otsrin peiros. Yesterday's halacha. What is not allowed to hoard fruit. Sheyesh bem chayei nefesh be'eretz Yisrael v'chein b'chol makom sherubo Yisrael. There he adds, or any place where there's rove Jews. So the Sma points out, it seems like this halacha of Enos or Peros applies everywhere, but the previous halacha of Atzol Asu Schora might be limited to Eretz Yisrael itself. Why should it be the case? Some halachas are financial, you know, standing of the society. Some yes, some not in places with Israel, Yisrael, unclear. But the Sma just has that ha'ara that in Shulchan Aruch there is a distinction. Yeah. What is the Gemara? The Gemara does not mention. The Gemara says Ein Motzien Eretz Yisrael, but early what the stashing Ein Otsrin Peros Ein Otsrin. So it doesn't say Eretz Yisrael. So he's getting it from the even though the previous line and the surrounding line they're all about Eretz Yisrael. But you're right. The Gemara itself doesn't make that limit on the previous Amud. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, third to last skinny line Ein Mistakrin Pa'amayim Bebeitzim. You can't get double schar of eggs. What does that mean? Double schar. So Amar Mari Bar Mari. Mari Bar Mari says, same name, Mari Bar Mari. Pligi Bar Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel argue, what does this mean? You're not allowed to get schar double. Chad Amar Al Chad Shrei. It means you can't sell it for double. Can't sell it for double. Chad Shrei. Whatever, if you bought something for a dinar, you can't try to get 100% profit. That's number one, al-chatre. The chanamar tagalatigra. What does it mean? Double? It means sold from one buyer to another buyer, because the second buyer is going to make even more profit. It keeps being bought by new merchants in order to make a new profit. No, as we said earlier, just the first person has to sell it for whatever profit he can make. The Rashbam points out, interesting, so Beitzim, you're allowed to make up to 100% profit? Didn't we say yesterday that certain basic needs, certain staples, you only can get to 1/6? That's the highest. So the Rashbam notes, nearly, Tosis also says it, Mishum de Beitzim ein bahem chayi nefesh kol kach. Eggs aren't the same as flour and wine and oil. It's not as much. Vegam torach meruba. And also the people who are being osek in the eggs, it's a big tircha. Tircha, right? Well, when we go to the store, we buy 25 bags of groceries, it's the eggs that we're most worried about, that we have to be so medactic with them, and where do we put them in the car when we cut back, so we have to be so careful. So it's worth a little more. It's worth a little more for the tircha that I go through. And therefore, it is not a problem to get a little more eschar when it comes to the eggs. Tanur Rabbanan, Masriyin al Pragmatia va'afilu b'shabbos. If a business is terrible in a certain village, and the whole village is affected. So, Prakmatia, the Bach adds in Shahuzla, that went down a lot, was allowed to daven for that on Shabbos, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even though we learned in elsewhere that one's not supposed to ask for Bakashas Rachamim on Shabbos, but there are some Aterim, if there's a Tefila Kavua, Zelokainitzar and Hamapil, Tfilos Kavuos, we do ask on Shabbos, but here, because there's such a national calamity that's in the making, so one is allowed to be Masriyan even on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Kagon, Kli Pishtan Bebavel, V'yayin V'shem V'eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't apply to everything, it applies where there is a certain product that the whole city, the whole village relies upon, like flax and bavel and oil and wine in Eretz Yisrael, where the whole city relies on it, that if that's bad, then it's going to be terrible for everybody. So then you're allowed to be Masriya even on Shabbos. Amar of Yosef, v'hu dezal v'kam asara b'shisa. This is only if it gets so cheap that it's only worth 60% of what it used to be, 6 out of 10. Goes down from 10 to 6, so one needs that. If it goes down that much, then you're Masriyan. Rashbam, by the way, explains Bitfila in this case. Why does he emphasize Bitfila? Because you might have thought Masriyan also means Bishofer. You might have thought it meant Bishofer, like the Mishnayis and Maseches Tainis talk about sometimes you even use a shofer, Masriyan. But so that's what Rashbam must say. At this stage, you only Tfila. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein Yotzin Me'eretz L'Chutz La'aretz. One is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz if he can't make the Parnasa Elim Kein Amdu Sasayim Besela, unless two sa'ah of food, of grain, it costs a sela. It's so expensive. Amr Shimon, Emasai, Bezanjein, Moser Likach. That's only if, Mamish, you can't find anything. You can't find anything. Aval Bezvan, Shemotzi, Likach. Some empty chairs today. But if you one finds a place to buy in Eretz Yisrael, afilu amda sa'ah b'sela lo yetze. Even if it's a sa'ah costs you a sela, said you still cannot leave. V'chein haya Rav Shimon b'Yochai Omer. Rashbi also says, Eli Melech, Machlon, V'kilyon, G'dolei Hadar hayu, U'parnasei Hadar hayu. They were G'dolei Hadar, they were tremendous Amidei Chachamim. Machlon and Kilyon, and they were Parnase Hador. They supported the whole society of Eretz Yisrael. Why were they punished? Because they left. They left to go to Chutz La'aretz. Shenemar, Vateom Kol Ha'ir Alehen, the whole city, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they were all in wonder. Vatomar Na'azot Na'ami, is this Na'ami? What is that referring to? Amr, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amru, they said, Chazitem Na'ami, she yatzos me'aretz l'chutz la'aretz, ma'ol sala. Look what happened to her. She lost her husband, she lost her machlon akilyon, so therefore you see what happened, so she shouldn't have left. Period. Okay, a couple of, maybe more than a couple of points on these couple of lines. First of all, the Rashbam. Rashbam here, interesting line. You're not allowed to leave. Why can't you leave? Why can't you leave? So what would you have said? There's a mitzvah called Yishev Eretz Yisrael. What did the Rashbam say? Ein yotzin shemafkia atzmo min ha-mitzvos. You're mafkia yourself from mitzvos. So which mitzvos is this referring to? Which mitzvah? So it could be referring to mitzvah Tzlius Ba'ara. It could be referring to mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't sound that way. Rabbi Yosef Engel makes this diak in Super Stuff Kofyud. It sounds like he's talking about mitzvah Tzlius Ba'ara. So Rabbi Yosef Engel just leaves it, but Sarachian. That, but Sarachian. Madulo Pirish Kipshuto. Shemivata mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Tehi mitzvah Atzmusis. It's an independent mitzvah. De'oraisa. Vechaviva. The Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Kemuvur B'Sifri. So Rabbi Yosef Engel just leaves the Betzarach Ian. Why is it that the Rashbam says that Lashon of Mafkia Min HaMitzvahs? Again, this is a very large, huge topic that we discussed in the past, but just to mention a couple of points again. The Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, big mystery is why the Rambam does not specifically count it as a separate Mitzvah Aseh. So what's quoted most is the Ramban. So the Ramban in Mitzvah Aseh Dalid, that's added on to the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, says, in the Mitzvah Sheshachach HaRav, the Ramban says, Shenitz Tavinu L'Reshes HaAretz, Asher Nosan HaKel Yisbarach. Right, we are commanded to be morish the land that Hashem gave us, v'yis aleh la'avoseinu la'avrem l'yisach l'yakov, v'lo na'azva b'yadzu l'aseinu, not to leave it in the hands of any others, min ha'umos o l'shmama, or just to leave it to be desolate. Says the Ramban, it's a mitzvah say to go up, to build, to conquer, to plant. And this is what it says in Parshas Maaseh, v'horashtem es aretz v'shaftem ba, gilochem nasati es aretz l'reshes osa. Excuse me. And the Ramban says, just look through Chas. Just read Shas, read throughout Shas, read the end of Maseches Ksubis, read many other places, read the beginning of Maseches Gittin. All of that is mitzvahs aseh ledoros, mischayev kol yachid mimenu vafilu bizman galus ki yadua. Even bizman galus. So this is what the Ramban said, this is what he says in Parshas Maaseh. As well, al datizu mitzvahs aseh, yitzave osav sheyeshu ba'aretz veyirshu osa, ki hu nitna lahem velo yimasu benachlas Hashem. Not to be always. And then the next line was quoted when Herzl wanted to get Uganda. Ve'ilu yala al daitam lalechas v'lichbosh eretz shinar o eretz asher v'zulasan. If they wanted to make a homeland anywhere else, ulehis yashiv sham yavro mitzvah Hashem. Right, he was saying some defend them and say, oh, it was Sakanas Tafashis. He needed a place. He couldn't get Eretz Yisrael. So meanwhile, he was going to take this. Obviously, there was no greater Zionist than him with the dream. But at that point, if we really wanted to shame Yishuv to be Shakua in a different place, this is going to be the Jewish homeland in a different place. That's in Bittel, it's an Isra'asei. Umash Yefligar Abaseinu, and then he continues. So this is the famous Ramban. This is Asei Dalad. Aye, what about the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't quote it. So the Megillas Esther, one of the great commentaries on the Rambam, and the Sadma Rebbe likes this Megillas Esther, and he starts his whole mimer about Eretz Yisrael with this Megillas Esther. The visit doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it. It doesn't apply. Why? It was only a mitzvah when Bnei Yisrael en masse went in. B'yimei Moshe, Yoshua, v'David, v'chozman shelo galu me'artzam. But after they were nigleh from their land, the mitzvah is not knowing again until Bias HaMashiach. That is what the Megillas Esther writes, and then he quotes the famous Gemara at the end of Ksubis, the Shalosh Shvuos. We even shouldn't go up. Fine. The problem is, which is clear, and that is, read five other Rambams. It's clear that the Rambam thinks that the Mitzvah Aseh of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah at the end of Ksubis, which talks about a man or a woman, the spouses forcing each other to go to Eretz Yisrael, and paying with the Ksuba, not paying the Ksuba, or an Eved and a Baal. The Rambam quotes all those Mishnayos. And the Gemara is based on the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam ben Hilchos Shabbos. What does the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos say, quoting the Gemara in Maseches Gittin? What does the Gemara say? Buying a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even to get a guy to sign a shtar for you, which is usually Asra Amila Akum. The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Lo Gazru B'davar Zeh. And that's a halacha l'maisa, Bizman Hazeh. Right? Mishum Ono. So the Rambam quotes that. See, obviously he holds this mitzvah. And then also in Hilchas Malachim, he quotes all of the Agadatas about Eretz Yisrael. And the Maraim love to kiss the stones and roll around in the dirt. And Kol HaShochen be'Eretz Yisrael avonosa mechulin. Yadur Adam be'Eretz Yisrael afilu be'ir sheruba gayim. V'al yadur b'chutz la'aretz afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. It's better to live in a non-Jewish environment than Eretz Yisrael, says the Rambam. I'm foolish. It's very, very difficult to say that the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah. The answer really must be that for some reason the Rambam doesn't count a lot of mitzvahs. For some reason it's included in others. It's included in some other mitzvah. I had a balabas who lives in Chutz Laaretz, who once said to me, it's fascinating that we are so medactic, and Jews are so medactic, and look for every little chumra in the book, every sifkatan that's quoted backwards by the Mishnah Berurah, every little chumra in the book, we try to do the lechatchila. We try to look for it. And in certain one or two areas, and one of them in Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, we're not looking for all the chumras. All of a sudden, according to this understanding of this, of that, of this achron, it's no mitzvah, so that I go like that opinion. Oh, come on! We look for every chumra and lechatchila in the book. So if we're not here right now, we have to realize, okay, I'm not here, but it's not like I'm happy to not to be here. It's not a lechatchila. It's not a lechatchila. Oh, I hold like the Megillah Esther shot of the Rambam. No, that can't be. We're not being consistent in our avodas Hashem. So, if one is in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, the Schus, and if one is not, so then one has to yearn for the day that they could join the Toshavei Eretz Yisrael. So where does the Rambam, where does the Rambam count it? Where does the Rambam count the mitzvah? So, there are a number of options given. According to some Davnei Nezer says maybe it's included in the mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael. Hachrim tachrimim. What do you have to conquer it for if you don't have to live there? So the Avnei Nezer says, once the Rambam counts the mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael, so included in that is the mitzvah of living there. Rav Schechter says it's included in the mitzvah of Hakamas Melech. Hakamas Melech doesn't only mean appointing a king, but it means setting up a society which is controlled by Jews, setting up a Jewish government. That's included in Hakamas Melech. Rav Schechter writes that in Ikveh Hatzon. A third pshat of in the Eretz Chemda, Rav Arieli, he writes there, fascinating, maybe it's included in the mitzvah of benching. Right? Because there's a part of benching, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda Tova Rechavot. We have Kavanah when we say that. What do you have to thank it for? Oh, thanks a lot, but I'm going to live here. Eretz Chemda Tova Rechavot. So it's an assumption of benching. Malchus Beis David, Bris Mila. We're makir all of those mitzvahs, but that's part of it. Mitzvah Zumin Torah Kalula Bechiv Hoda Al Haaretz. Shememela Muvan. Shish Lasos Mashem Mare Shachin Anu Marichim Esamatana Hatova Shekibalnu. Umemela Hayeshiva Baaretzi Mitzvah Min Torah. That's what he says. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be molded to it and then reject it. So that is not acceptable. There is a shita of Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and it's even quoted from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Because Rav Moshe says if you look throughout the Shulchan Aruch never quotes the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. There are Gemaras like that. Never quotes the Isser of leaving. Why? It must be that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you live there, then it's a mitzvah. But there's no Isser of living in Chutz Laaretz. That's where we're Moshe. So again, why do women shake a lulav on Sukkos? Why do women blow shofar? We do a lot of mitzvahs. Why do we eat matzah all of Pesach after the first night? You know, we try to do mitzvahs kiyumios also. But that is Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's understanding of the mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. Daraisa. It's just kiyumis. Fine. Okay, there's a lot more here. Just to mention one more, and that is the haflah. Haflah. So this is a great haflah. It was mentioned by a number of achronim like to quote this haflah. I remember I heard it again at a siyumah, the Aguda had this, now they have it at the end of every Masechta, they have national shiurim at the end of Masechta's Ksubis. So Rav Albaum from Queens gave the shiur of Rav Albaum, the Minchas Chein. So he quoted this haflah there, because the end of Ksubis talks about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So there the haflah writes that Rav Chaim, the Tosfos at the end of Ksubis quotes Rav Chaim Cohen. It's sakana, so therefore you can't go to Eretz Yisrael. It's sakana. So the Maharitz, some say it's not really Rav Chaim Cohen, he didn't write it, it was a Talmud Toeh, the whole thing is a mistake. But even if you quote it, let's say somebody feels that way, the Haflah writes that, one of the great Achronim, Monk Subis, that excuse only applies that if there was no sakana, we'd really go. We'd really go. Ones Rachmana Patre is only an excuse if without the Ones, we would go and do the mitzvah. Right, if I'm going to the hospital and my car breaks down to visit someone, then I get the mitzvah. But if I'm at home and I had no plans of going to the hospital and I have a flat tire, I don't get the mitzvah. It's only if I would have gone without the ones. So says the haflah, if people would really feel that way, and if the situation would change, they would go. Okay. But if people wouldn't go anyway, and they're just using that as an excuse, and the real reason they're not going is other reasons, so then one can't rely on that shita. Okay? Fine. Back to the Gemara. So again, one can't leave to Chutz Laaretz even for Parnassa purposes if there is a certain level of Parnassa able to be had in Eretz Yisrael. It's a big discussion. If you look at it, we don't have time to read it right now. The first page of the Sechemed in Ma'arechas Eretz Yisrael, he talks about leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. Is one allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Kivrei Tzadikim? That's a big discussion in the poskim. They say, what do you need? Schuz of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. How about for Rosh Hashanah? To leave Eretz Yisrael for Kivrei Tzadik, right? 25,000 Jews gather in Uman, right? So that's based on the whole discussion. Obviously, you see what they hold. But maybe you might say their Rebbe is different than other. But either way, that is a big discussion. Part of that discussion. Right? That's what they say. I heard this year for the first time. Elul, Anil Uman veIshti LaShviger. Right. So that's the that's Elul. Okay. Weiter says the Gemara. Vam Rebbe Yitzchak. Right. The Gemara says, yeah, Shmuel, I always had a joke in the middle of Shir. So I gotta be Yotze Zayim. The Yomer of Yitzchak. Oh, so Yom Shabbos Rus Amovil Eretz Yisrael. The day that Rus came back to Eretz Yisrael, Mesa Ishto Shel Boaz. The wife of Boaz died. That day. The Hainu, the Amri Yinshi, that's what people say. Ad Lo Shachav Shichva, Kaimi Manu Beisei. Right? Even before someone dies, a substitute is found. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is always, Maktim Refu Lamaka. Right before the Churban Abayas, Mashiach was born. So too here. Amarav Barafuna, Amarav, Ivtson Zeboaz, Ivtson was Boaz. If you look and say for Shoftim, some Shoftim get Prakim written about them. Shimshon and Ehud and Dvorah and Barak, right? Some get Prakim and some get a Pasuk. Some get a Pasuk. There's a Shoftim called Ivtson. We know one Pasuk about him. It says he had 60 kids. 30 boys and 30 girls. That's all we know about him. Ibsen. So according to Chazal, that was Boaz. Ibsen's a Boaz. My Kamash. One, what's the Chiddush? Ki idach to Rabbi Barafuna. The other Rabbi Barafuna. Dama Rabbi Barafuna. My Rav. May have Esther Mishtos as a Boaz Labanav. Boaz made 120 parties for his kids. He made two parties for each of his kids' wedding. One in his own house and one in his mechutin's house. Shenem Rabbi Hilo Shloshim Banim Shloshim Banos. Shilach Achutza. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters he sent. Out to get married, Ushloshim Banos Hevi Labanam in Achutz, and he brought 30 daughters-in-law from the outside, Vayishpones Yisrael Sheva Shanim. And he judged for 7 years. That's all we know. Ubachalachas Vachas Asa Shnei Mishtos, and for each one he made two parties, Echad Beis Aviv, Echad Beis Chamav, one in his own house, in his parents' house, Echad Beis Chamav, in the Mechutin, Ubachulam Lozim Es Manoach, and he did not invite his friend Manoach. That's the next parak. Starts the discussion of Shimshon. He did not invite Manoach to any of them. Why? Because Manoach had no children. And he felt, Omar, Kudna Akara, the sterile mule, Kudna Akara, my parali. How's he going to pay me back? I'm going to invite him to 120 parties. He's not going to invite me to any of his parties. So therefore, what happened? Tana, Kulan, Mesu, Bechayev. All of his children died. All of Ivtson, Boaz's children died. V'hayinu d'armi inshi, that's what people say. B'chayach di'avat shisin, in your life if you have 60, shisin l'amalach, what's worth it? What's it worth to you, the 60? Right? Ichba v'olid chad, you know what? Try to have even one, d'mishishin zars, which will be even stronger than the 60. Meaning Manoach's going to have a shimshon. Manoach's going to have a shimshon, even one will outlast. Right? So that is that. Right? The kasha is, right, we're talking about Boaz here. Right, he. What kind of attitude was this? Terrible, right? He didn't invite him because he wouldn't get paid back. So obviously, there's something deeper here. Says the Ben Yoyada. No, maybe the point is that Eina Kavana Sheyakapit Al Dmei Achilu B'Shasiya. But he felt that he didn't want to hurt Boaz, his feelings. What would he feel every time he got an invitation? Oh, another kid getting married. I still don't have one. Another kid. He didn't want to hurt him. That's the point. He had good kavanas, but still he was nanash. Even though he had the great kavanas, he was still nanash because he didn't tell Manoach that was his kavana. He could have said, Manoach, you know what? I would love to have you at the wedding, but I just feel bad. You're gonna be there dancing with my kids, and you don't have any. So he went, right? So he thought, maybe would that make it worse? But either way, this is what he says. He doesn't quote. We quote in the past a verse from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that when if there's an avera ben adam l'chavero, even with one of the greatest kavanas, there's a natural onesh that comes from it. There's a totsa ben adam l'chavero averas lead. We already say this by Penina Chan and Penina, right? Chazal say Penina was making fun of Chana so that she'll daven harder, and therefore she'll have a son, Shmuel. So why Penina lose all of her kids? The answer is because once it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, one can't even do an Aveira L'Shma. Aveira L'Shma is only possible by Ben Adam L'Makam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, but not Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The Marsha says, a different Pesha says, maybe usually, Tzadikim we know, Soni Matanas Yichya. People don't like to get free Matanas. And Boaz knew that he couldn't pay any back in it. He would probably, you know what he would do? He knew that Manoach would give him a wedding gift, and he would never be able to return the favor. So he was getting Matanas, and he would never be able to give it back. That's Matanas Chinam. That's why he didn't want to. Okay, different pshatim about Boaz's behavior. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Simon, Melech, Avram, Esther, Shonim, Shadiftar, Nistasi, Levada. Amr, Chanan, Bar, Avra, Rav, Amar, Rav. Eli, Melech, Vesalmonu, Ploni, Almoni, Vavi, Nami. All of these biblical characters, Kulam, Bani, Nachshon, Ben Aminadav, Hain. These are all sons of Nachshon, Ben Aminadav. Right, Eli, Melech, and Ploni, Almoni were brothers. That was the connection. Because, right, Boaz came back, Naomi came back, and did the Yibam. My Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush? Shafilu Mishiesh Lo Schus Avos, Eino Omedes Lo, Bishasha Yotze Mi Arts Lo Chutz Laretz. Even if somebody is Schus Avos, Nachshu Ben Aminadav, still, you leave Eretz Yisrael when you're not supposed to, forget it, it's not going to help you. Right? Shlomo Zalman never left Eretz Yisrael. I once heard Rabbi Schwartz quote that many times names symbolize the Mahus of someone. But in Sefer Rus, more than any other Sefer in Tanakh, the names are graphic and illustrative of the characters. Ploni Almoni. He was worried about, right, his heritage and his name going on. Boaz, Boaz, Arpa, Machlon, Kilion, Naomi, Naim, right? All of these names are graphic related to what they did. Amr of Chanabar Rav Amar Rav. Here we go. Famous names, which are not so famous. Ime da Avraham, the mother of Avram Avinu. Amasloi bas Karnavo. Is Amasloi the daughter of a Karnavo, which is a sheep. Ime da Haman, Amasloi bas Orvosi. Haman and Avram have the same mother. Same mother's name. Amasloi, the son of an Urva. How do you remember the grandmother? Tame, 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 Tahar, Tahar. Right? The grandmother of Avram was a sheep, and the grandmother of Haman was a raven. A non-kosher bird. Ime de David, Nitzeves bas Adael, Shma. Nitzeves. It's the mother of David HaMelech. I mentioned this to one of you last night. A great story. My Talmud told me, one of my Talmudim said that he went to Yerushalayim over Sukkot, and he took a taxi from Yeshivat Reshit, and when he gets there to Yerushalayim, the taxi driver, before he's about to pay, he says, you know what? If you tell me David HaMelech's name, mother's name, you know, I'll let you have it for free. That's what he said. Rak ba'aretz. Right, he didn't know it. I told him yesterday. He's like, oh, if I would have known that a month ago. It says, Nitzeves, now we know. Nitzeves is the mother of David HaMelech. Ime de Shimshon, Tzalalponis is the mother of Shimshon. Va'achse Nashon, and his sister was Nashon. Even though there's no hint in Tanakh that he had a sister, but we know his sister. Lo'an Afgamina, what do we have to know these names for? L'tshuvas Haminim. L'tshuvas Haminim. What is L'tshuvas Haminim? Fourth to last line in Rashbam, Shesholon Lanu Yoser Be'elu Menashem Acheros. They ask us about these names. Could the precious time, as we'll see. But in Meshivan Lam, where we have these from Misora of Torah Shabbat Peh. What does that mean? The Rimigash expands. Rimigash says, Shuvas Aminim, those who don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, they only believe in Torah Shabbat Shav. Vizui Chuvasan, Lomar, Sha'omar Lam, we tell them, how do we have these names? They're not in the Torah Shabbat anywhere. How do we know these names? You know how we know them? It must be Misora. Ah, if there's a Misora about these names, and you trust that these are the names, so there must be a Misora about other things as well. And this is a reflection then of Torah Shabbat Peh, that everything is a Kabbalah B'yadenu. Kabbalah B'yadenu. Weiter. Amar Chana Barav Amar Rav, Eser Shanim Nechbash Avim Avinu, 10 years. Avram Avinu was in jail. Shalosh Bekusa v'Shalosh Sheva Bekardo. Redi Benardo Amasni Yifcha. The opposite. For 10 years he was in jail. Amar of Chizda Ivra Zeira Dechusa. That place is Orkastim. That's Orkastim. That's where he got out of the fiery furnace. But he was in jail for 10 years based on Nimrod. L'may Nafkamina. What do we have to know where the place is? So the Rashbam says last line because the Gemara in Brachas, the Mishnah. If you see a place that a nes was done to your forefathers, right, you have to make a bracha. Baruch Sha'asal Avoseinu Nisim B'Makom Hazeh. So that's the nafkamina, why we have to know where it is. The Ben Yoyada says, why 10 years and 7 and 3? He said it's a remez to the 10 amamin that we are going to conquer in Eretz Yisrael. And as we know, 7 of them are in Olam Hazeh. And the Kezi, Kinezi, Kanmoni, 3 of them are only going to be lost in Lavo. Right, so that's the 7 and the 3 of the years. We quoted this in the Parsha Shir last week. I quoted it from a Medrash, but it's really a Gemara. Also, Yom Shedetar Avram Avinu Min HaOlam. When Avram Avinu died, Amdu Kol Gedoli Olmos HaOlam B'Shura. All the great leaders of the nations got in a row, Va'amra, and they mourned him. Oy lo la'olam sha'avad manhigo. Woe to the world who lost its leader. Va'oy lo la'sfina sha'avad karbanita. And woe to the boat that lost its captain. So we mentioned this in the context, Rav Soloveitchik quoted this, in the context of great leaders in Judaism not only care about the klal, but care about every prat uprat. Right, so that's why a manig is worried about the klal, a captain is worried about every prat uprat. The Marsha here says a little differently. The Marsha says, Avraham Avinu was both the leader in philosophy and bringing people close to God intellectually, and also he was the leader in midos tovos and telling them how to live and telling them what Yashrus was about. So that's what these two things are. Manhigo and Karbanita, says the Marsha, Shehayav Marvinu Shalim B'maylas HaSichlios Umidos V'hayam Odiya Lebrios Mitziuso Baruchu Gamhor Lahem Derech Yishar B'midos. So Sipru V'Hespedeso Ma'aloso B'maylas HaSichlios Oyla La'olam Da'inu Abriyos Sha'avar Mehem Amor Lahem Al Manhigo Shal Olam Shayish La'olam Manig Manhigo. He told us about God Vein Olam Nahi Kimin Hago. And they also would Mesaper is Ma'aloso Midosav L'Sfina Shadom Ma'olam Hazel L'Sfina. This world is like a boat, and the one who tells us how to live in the lot in the world, it is like a boat. So right, so oi that we lost our manig, oi that we lost our kabarnit. So yesterday, Dani complained to me that I haven't had a birach hasidus in a while. He expected one on yesterday's daf. So I'm going to try to fix my chait that I'll mention one today. Mention today. The Yislach Moshe says on this line, shnei minin tzadikim hema. There are two types of tzadikim. There are tzaddikim that hold up the world by going out and influencing others and affecting others. And there are tzaddikim that are the private tzaddikim that we don't even know about, that sit there and are mekayim the world privately by their learning, by their chesed, by just holds up the world. And that's Avraham Avinu. Oy shaven manhigo, the leader that goes around that is manhigos and holds up the world that way. And oy lesfina, that loses its captain. Sometimes the captain's looking out, private. Nobody sees what he's doing. Nobody sees the decisions that he's making. But it's also holding up the world. So oy, right, you have the Rav about the different types of leaders, the two types, and the Marsha and the Biurei Chasidus. Weiter. V'hamistaseh l'chol arosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is raised, l'chol arosh, Amar Rav Chana bar Rava Amar Rav, Afilu Reish Gargusa Mishmaya Mukmile. What does it mean he's Masnaseh? He raises up every Rosh, that he's in charge of every Rosh. Even the head of who's gonna be the head Gargusa, the head irrigation farmer, Hashem is behind those decisions of every leader of every little group. Amr Rav Chiya bar Rava, Amr Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, Chas v'Shalom. We're going back now to earlier about why Machlon and Kilion and all the others were punished. Chas v'Shalom, Jafilu Mazu Subin. Lo Yatsu. Even if one finds Subin, so one does not leave. So it can't be that, but there was a famine. Elabim b'nei ma nanshu. What was their problem? Shahayi lohem levakish rachmim al dorim v'lo bikshu. You know why they were punished? Because they should have davened for their generation. They should have davened for their generation, and they didn't. Shenamar, as it says, b'za'akech, with your screaming, yatsiluch kibutzayach, those around you would have been saved. Right, so once we're talking about not davening for your generation, this is the major discussion of a few weeks ago's Parsha, all the Midrashim already, Avraham versus Noach. Avraham versus Noach, the contrast. Do we blame Noach for not davening for his generation? Hashem goes to Avraham and says, stone! And Avraham davens until the last moment. Well, Noach, Hashem says, I'm destroying the world. Noach says, okay, let's build a teva. He didn't even want to build a teva. So is Noach faulted for that? So there are many mishalim of that Noach did find fault. The Chazal do find fault in Noach for not davening, but many mefarshim explain somehow that it was not Noach's fault. Not Noach's fault. Remember, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says it's even in the language that Hashem says to Noach or to Avram. Midivrei Hashem. This is the Aruch Chaim in the beginning of Noach. Midibri Hashem Sher Dibra Lenoach Gila Daito Ki Adavar Muchlat Be'eni Hashem Lahashchis Velo Nosan Makom Lenoach Lispalel. What does Hashem say to Noach? Kates Kol Basar Hineni Mashchisam Behechlet. There's no place. What does he say to Avraham? He said, "Avi, just erdanav the ereh haketsa akasa. I'm going to check what's going on down there." So he left the Pesach open by Avraham. Says the Arachayim, you can't fault Noach. V'kem timsa b'dvarav l'Moshe b'tochach azavav and Yisrael lo hechlet agzera. Right, what it says when Hashem left a Pesach open to Moshe. Right, don't daven. Right, so meaning he left the Pesach open to daven, so Moshe could daven after the Egel. So again, there's differences between the language of Noach and the language said to Avram. Also, Rabbeinu Bachai says Noach figured out that there weren't enough tzaddikim. Remember, Avram didn't go lower; he only knew that from Noach. Fine, but Noach knew that there weren't enough people to save the world. Right, you need 10, as it says, ba'asara ma'amaros, never ha'olam. And if in the Dor HaMavol there were 10 tzaddikim, there wouldn't be the Mavol. But he realized there were only 8. Said the Rabbeinu Bachai. V'fishlo nishlo malasara lo hayruyim li natsal, and that's why Noach didn't try to save him. Okay, there's two, the Arachayim and Rabbeinu Bachai in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudalid. It's a big discussion about Noach and that he wasn't the source of the problem. Again, I think I once gave a shiur on this. I don't think here. Let's give it again. About Noach versus Avraham. Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Biyochanan, Lo Shanu Ala Mos Bezol Uperes Biyoker.
When do we demand that you stay? If you have plenty of money, but it's just fruit or expensive. Ava Mos Biyoker, but if you don't have any money, people have no money at all, Afilo Amdu Arbasa and Besela Yotzes, then even if four sa'ah cost a sa'ah is very cheap. If people don't have money, they can't buy it. Yotzin, then one would be allowed to go because he can't live. Simon, sa'ah pol, charuva, talia, amen. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says many things that he remembers. Nehirna, I remember. Kadavi kaimen arbasim b'sa'ah. I remember when four sa'ah of flour could be gotten for a sa'ah. And still, I mean, nefishi nefichi kafin b'tveria, and people's stomachs were bloated in Tveria, midelais isar, because there was no money. So you see what a terrible situation is, even if something is cheap. If you have no money, you have no money, and therefore you'd be able to leave to make some money. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, nahirna, kado havi misgarin. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying all these things that he remembers. He remembers way back. I remember when workers did not want to get hired out on the east of the city. Because there was a great bakery there, and the bread was so good, so sweet smelling, they would just die because they couldn't have the bread, and they didn't want to work there. It was just impossible. I remember in the days of earlier, the days of the Mikdash, right, when a little child would break open a gourd, honey would just flow out. It would be so plentiful. The fruit would be so amazing. It would just fall out onto his two arms. Rabbi Lazar says, now here and I remember, urva bisra, when a raven picked up a piece of meat, and he used to fly away. Also, fatty oil would flow down from the meat onto the ground. It was so delicious. I remember when there could be a boy and a girl walking in the marketplace. And they're 16 and 17 years old. And they're walking around. And I remember they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't be chote. Oi, to now, says Rabbi Yochanan, now a 16 and a 17-year-old cannot have a relationship where it wouldn't be problematic. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, nahirna, kadavi amrin be medrasha, I remember when they used to say in the base medrash, demodi lahon, nafel bidehon. If you admit to apikarsis a little bit, if you're modet to that belief, then you're going to fall into the whole world of apikarsis. Nafel bidehon. De misrachetz aleihon. If you rely on them, delay delhon, then you're really from them. Right? Misrachetz. We have that word. We say it many times a week. Beyana rachetz. On him I rely. Rachetz is to rely in Aramaic. Period. Ksiv machler de kil yonksiv yo ash v'saraf. If you look in Divrei Hayamim, Divya Yamim lists off all of the generations of history. So Machlon and Kilion have a different name. They're called Yoash and Saraf. So what was their real name? What was their pseudo-name? Rav Shmuel. Chadam Machlon and Kilion Shman. One says Machlon and Kilion were their real names. Velominikra Shman. Yoash v'Saraf. Why were they called Yoash and Saraf? Yoash. Shenis Yashu Menagula. They gave up from getting redeemed and the situation getting better. Saraf. Shenis Chayiv. Usrefa Lamakom. They were Nischayiv. Srefa to Hashem. V'chadam are Yoash v'Nisaraf Shman. Those were their real names. V'lama Nikra Shman, Machlon v'Kilion, Machlon Sha'asu Gufan Chulin, Machyon, because they made their bodies Chulin. What does that mean? The Marsha says they married Moabite women. Right? Meaning, big Machlokas, when Rus converted. But the Marsha has taken the opinion that they were not Jewish when they married them. The Rashbam says, you know why they made their Gufim Chulin? Because they went to Chutz La'aretz. They made their Gufim Chulin, says the Rashbam. They made their Gufim Chulin. Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Temeahi. Right, that's what the Rashbam says. Remember, Mafkiyam and Amisfas and Amin Aleph, Eretz Temeah, right there, on the right side of the page. The Kilyon, Shenis Chayivu Kliya Lamakom. And Kilyon, because they were Chayiv Kliya. Period. Tanya, come on, Damar Machlon, the Kilyon Shmon. Let's prove, according to the Mandamar, that Machlon and Kilyon were their names to Tanya. Maidech Siv, Vayokim, Vaanshe Kozeva, Vyoash Visar, Vesher Baalu Lamoav. The Yashuvi Lechem Bahadvar Matikin. So each of these phrases is an allusion to something. But you see, none of it is real. So you see the real names must have been Machlon Vikilion. What do each of these mean? The Yokim Ze Yehoshua. Shehekim Shvua Lan Shegivon. Yokim is talking about Yehoshua, who had to be Mekayim Shvua to the Anshe Givon. Remember the story? The whole nation came and they pretended they were from far away, and they tricked Yeshua into making a treaty with them, and ultimately they were lying. Va'anshi Koziva, Elo Anshi Givon. Koziva, these were the people who tricked. Shekazu Yeshua. They lied to Yeshua. V'yoash v'sarav, Elo Machlon v'kilyon. V'lamnik v'shman, Yoash v'sarav, Yoash v'tzashma nagu'ul v'sarav, Shishchai v'sreifal makom. As we said, Asher ba'alu l'moav, Shenasu nashim ma'aviyos. That's why they're called that. V'yushuvi lechem, what does that mean? Zu rus ha'moavia. This is Rus HaMoavia, Sheshava, V'nidbaka, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, that returned and came back to Beis Lechem Yehuda. She returned, she converted. V'hadvarim Atikin, what does that mean? Dvarim Halalu Atik Yomei Amran. These things are ancient. The ancient one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the one that was orchestrating the events. Right? Meaning, this was getting back, ultimately, with Boaz, and ultimately leaving to David HaMelech. Tichsiv, Matzasi, David Avdi, Viksiv, Shtei Benosayech, Hanim, Tzaos. Right? Nimsa, right? Going back all the way to Lot and his daughters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates the events for the birth of David HaMelech. Right? We had a separate shiur, I think it's online somewhere. The murky roots of Melech HaMashiach, why David HaMelech had to have all of this in his background. Different pshatim given by the Mefarshim, but it's right here. Hashem Dafka orchestrated it to have Rus and to have Lot and his daughters. Two dots. Hey, Mahayotzrim, the Yoshvei Netaim, the Godera, Im Hamelech, Bimelachto, Yeshuvusham. So what is that pasuk referring to? Hey, Mahayotzrim. Right, this is the next pasuk in Divrei Yamim, the Aleph Dalet. Hey, my Yotzim, Elu Bnei Yonadab Ben Rechev, Shenatzu Shvua Saviyam. This is the children of Yonadab Ben Rechev that guarded the Shvua of their father, of Yonadab. Fighter Yoshvei Netaim Zeh Shlomo, Shedom Mele Netiyah B'Malchuso. Shlomo is like a Netiyah, like a sapling growing. His Malchus is growing. V'Gedei Rezu Sanhedrin, that's the Sanhedrin, Shegadru Pir Tosein Sheh Yisrael. They put up a Geder. Right, Asus Yagla Torah, they make Gedarim. Im HaMelech, B'Malachto, Yeshuvusham, Zerus HaMoavia. What does that mean? With the Melech, Sherasa B'Malchus Shlomo Ben Beno Shel Ben Bena. Right, Rus, who is Zoche, to live all the way until the times of Shlomo HaMelech. That's what it means, she was with the Malchus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yasem Kisei La'im HaMelech. They made a throne for the mother of the king. Who's the mother of the king? Amar Belazar, La'ima Shel Malchus. The mother of the Malchus, which was, right, Rus's nickname, Ima Shel Malchus. The Ben Yoyada says, why Dafka is she called Ima Shel Malchus? Right, what about other Batsheva? Why is she Ima Shel Malchus? Because he knows, what does Chazal say? Why was Shaul's Malchus not Nimshach and only David's war? Because Shaul's was perfect, Ein Bo Dofi. There was no skeletons in the closet, the Gemara says in Yuma. David HaMelech had a skeleton in the closet. And that's why, when somebody always has something to hide, he has to be very much more careful. Right, it doesn't go to his head. And what did he have? He had Moavite. He had Moav. in his blood, and that's why she's really the source of the malchus. Tan rabbanan v'achata minatul yashan below salam neton. Right, you ate from the old tefua without that plague with the on the in the tefua. My below salam neton. What does that mean? Rav Nachman Amar below ritzinta. It means without a worm that attacks the tefua. Right, that's how it was so successful in the times of this is in the bracha in Bechukosai. V'achadam neyashem noshan. V'rav Sheshes Amar below shadifa. It means what's the bracha that we're going to get without shadif, without it being the wind making it warm and ruining the tefua. Tani kavasid Rav Sheshes. Let's prove Rav Sheshes. Tani kavasid Rav Nachman. This is proof to Rav Nachman about each of these pshatim in the pasuk. Tani kavasid Rav Nachman v'achadam yashan. He ate the old tefua. Yachol you yisrael mitzapin l'chadish v'bnei yashan shekala. You might think that the old is going to be finished and they're going to be waiting for the new crop. Tamaloma, the pasuk says, ad bo tuasa, ad chetavo tua me'ilav. There's going to be so much, you're not going to know what to do with it. Right? And therefore you see that the worm doesn't get to it from the inside. Tani gavad Rav Sheshes. I'm sorry, that's Rav Nachman. And then we'll prove Rav Sheshes also says it's shedifa. V'yachaltem natua yashan, yocho yisrael mitzapin l'chadash v'de yashan, shera, that became bad, not me'eleha. Me'eleha means from the inside, the worm. Shera from the outside. Tambalomar, abo tfuasa, achetavu tfua me'eleha. Period. Tanar abanam v'chaltem yashan noshan. Melameh, shekolam yushan mechaveiro, havayafa mechaveiro. Everything older is better. Everything older is better. That's only things that are normally get old. How do you know that even things that people don't usually keep to get old, to age, how do you know those are also good old? Tamalomar, Yashan, Noshan. The Yashan, the Ben Yoyada says, this applies to Torah. Because the more we know of the old, the Atik Yomin, that it applies. But let's say in other Chachmas, if all you know is the old, you don't know any of the new wisdoms, forget it. You're not going to be considered a chacham. So that's what it's a special din by chachma. He says, "Keni darka shel Torah, kol devei Torah hamiyushnan adifi tfei. Ma she'en kein a philosophia, kol hamiyushan zrok la'ashpa. Ki kol dar mischakeim levatel devei dar shel afanav. Vu kebinyin pisam v'ramses. V'lochein dimu ha-Torah l'lechem u'mayim." Right? If you're a philosopher, you only know the old wisdom and not the new wisdom, forget it. What's going to be the bracha? We're going to have storage houses full of the old and full of the new. But Yisrael Omrim, but Israel are going to say, Heich notzi zeh mebnei zeh. What are we going to do? We have so much food. Amar of Papa, kol mili atika ma'alya. Anything old is better. Lavar, except for dates and beer and a little fish, those are good new. But everything else is good old. Hadron Lachabach is a Sfina. This takes us through five prakim. The first five, in a way, first half of the Masechta, right? The Masechta is 10 prakim long. So, first 90 blot, Bez Hashem, we wait to go back to, and then tomorrow we start Hamachar Peros, which is all about the first daf, and the second daf is all about Ein Holfen B'Mamon Achar Arov. Get back to some lumps. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.